Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I had for a short time thought about preaching on the gospel lesson, but I think I'll save an exposition on treading on snakes and scorpions and watching Satan fall from heaven. I'll save that one for another time. Instead, I'd like to focus on something really practical. Paul's words in our second lesson from Galatians, where he says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And we all know that the law of Christ is to love one another. So bearing one another's burdens is essentially loving them in action. In 30-plus years of ministry, I've learned a lot of interesting things about people in churches particularly. And one of the things I've learned is that there are sitting out in the pews on any given Sunday many, many people who are suffering, who are hurting, who are bearing heavy burdens, and often feel like they're absolutely alone in doing so. And I've also learned that among those people who are carrying heavy burdens, very few of them will ever ask directly for help. I don't know why. Many of us find it hard to open up to others and to say simply, "I'm carrying something pretty heavy right now, and I'm not sure I can handle it alone. Can you help?" For some reason, we hesitate to ask that question. Can you help? We instead tough it out. We suffer in silence until the weight becomes overwhelming, sometimes too heavy to bear, sometimes even with tragic results. All too many of us do wait until it's too late to ask for help. They face their struggles in a way, sort of the way I deal with auto maintenance. I drive along, and the light comes on in the dash and flashes at me. And after I drive a little further, pretty soon you hear this strange sound from under the hood. And then there's that awful smell of something burning. And I keep going and I keep going, thinking, well, it'll get better. It'll go away. It's not a big deal. Until finally, crash. The car stops, usually in some awkward place, like the middle of an intersection, with cars honking at me and everything. So often I pass that service station that could have fixed it easily, where I could have gotten some help, but no, I'll take care of it myself. I'll wait it out. I'll tough it out. And then it's too late. In our lesson, Paul advises us to bear one another's burdens. But he's assuming that we will first be willing to share our burdens with others, that we'll pull the car over in time to get a fix, to get help. Have you ever wanted to help someone and they didn't want your help? It happens often. They're carrying something heavy. They're dealing with a difficult problem. And you want to do something to help, and they won't let you. By the same token, how many persons have wanted to help you when you're going through something difficult, and you hesitated to let them help you? Years ago, I think it was when I was in Decatur, Illinois, I remember one summer day I was out in the yard doing yard work and such, and I noticed my neighbor pulled up to his front porch with a pickup truck. He backed up over the lawn and right up to the front porch, and he was unloading this big box from the back of the pickup truck. You know, so I called over there, "You need some help?" And he said, "Oh, no, I've got it." So I went on with my stuff and went back in the house. And pretty soon I heard this big crash. Apparently it was a TV, you know, one of those old ones, you know, the big monstrous things that weigh a ton. He didn't want help. And it all went to pieces. Makes you wonder, why is it that people hesitate to let others help them? For that matter, how many needless crashes happen in our lives because we hesitate to let others help us? Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's, you know, that American rugged individualism. Maybe it's fear that people might see through the facade that we hold up, wishing that people would see us as less vulnerable, as more perfect. Maybe we prefer just simply to be private. Maybe it's all of the above. You see, for most of us, the problem is not an absence of Christian people who are willing to help us. There's quite a few. Just look up and down the pews beside you this morning, and you'll see a bunch of people who are willing to help. And we also here at Good Shepherd are so blessed to have well over a dozen Stephen ministers who've been trained, who are willing to be listening ears and caring hearts to those who are hurting. And yet, one of the problems we face is that people are unwilling to share their burdens with us, unwilling to ask for help. There's lots of service stations along life's highway, but so few want to turn in and get help. Rather, they suffer in silence. It may seem easier, but in the end, it is costly. And here's the truth, and Paul knew it, and we should know it too, that you don't have to face struggles like that alone. I know it's easier said than done. It takes a great amount of courage to open up and share your vulnerabilities, share your burdens with others. It's admitting to everyone, "I'm beyond the limits of my capacity. I'm not able. I'm not as strong as I want to be. I'm not invulnerable as I thought or as I wanted you to think of me." Sharing one's burdens can be an incredibly humbling experience. Seems especially difficult for guys. We were taught to be self-sufficient, to be manly man, whatever that means, to be strong, to tough it out, make it on your own. But all of those things in the end are not terribly healthy at all. And I can't speak for women. I'm not part of that tribe. But I fear that many women have been taught by culture and sadly by the church that they're supposed to be human doormats. They're supposed to take it and keep on taking it, whether it's abuse or being put down or being demoted to people of less worth and value. Suffering in silence and taking it. And that's not good in the long run either. Now, it's true. The other person who wants to help may not magically be able to make the problem go away, but sharing the burden usually makes it a little lighter and less overwhelming. Jesus himself said, "Take my yoke upon me, on you, for my burden is easy." It's not that it's easy, it's just easier when several share it rather than alone. Paul tells us, bear one another's burdens, not just as another rule to follow, but because it's the essence of love. You see, this mutuality of caring for one another, sharing your burdens, carrying one another along when the times are tough, that mutuality is a holy thing. It's the part and parcel of Christian community. Call it love, call it compassion, call it empathy, call it grace. It's all of those things because in the bearing and in the sharing, Jesus is present. Jesus is there helping. You're familiar, I imagine, with the ELCA slogan, God's work, our hands. We usually apply that to service ministries, and that's very appropriate. What you may not know is that that actually comes from a 16th century mystic named Teresa of Avila, who wrote that Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he sees compassion upon the earth. Your eyes are Christ's eyes, loving eyes, wanting to share and care and be present and help. That's our calling, to bear one another's burdens, because that's the essence of this holy thing of the body of Christ. Christ is present in us when we care and we share and we carry one another's burdens. A good metaphor. Most of you have lived in St. Louis for a long time, so you know all about ice storms. The ice storms come and they come and they come, and every day they lay a little bit more ice onto the branches of the trees, and it gets thicker and thicker and heavier, and pretty soon the trees start to sag and the branches, you know, are at their breaking point. You know, and at night, if you listen really carefully, you can hear the branches breaking and falling to the ground. You know, and sometimes it's actually the whole tree splits or falls and crashes because the weight is just too much. It's an apt metaphor, but we're not trees. And God has given us each other to help carry the load. Maybe, just maybe, if you are typical, many of you are carrying heavy burdens right now. Many of you, maybe, just maybe, could use someone to help, someone to care, someone to help you carry that heavy burden. And there's good news. There's lots of mechanics along the way who can help you with that check engine light, with that problem. There are many burden bearers waiting to help, with strong backs and strong shoulders and strong hearts who care and really do love you and one another. They're ready to stand in and be Christ's presence for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.